you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
So much to talk about, so little time. Sometimes an hour just doesn't seem like enough to fit everything in, does it? You know, when I first made the transition from being a disc jockey on the radio to a talk show host, I was a little intimidated by the amount of time that needed to be filled. So I kind of overprepared at first. But as I go along, I'm learning to use the same improvisational skills that I developed during my 30-year run on the Hudson and Harrigan show. And I'm using some of those ad-lib abilities to fill up the time. And then some. So let's get right to it, shall we? Because, like I said, we have so much to talk about and so little time. First and foremost, welcome to another edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, everyone. The show that puts the meat in, well, cooking meat. And cooking lots of other things, too. But let's start off by wishing all of you happy National Junk Food Day. Yeah, that's today. As the Reverend Jibig Dutowski used to say, that's perfect! Not that everything we cook and eat on this show is full of fat, or salt, or sugar, but we certainly don't shy away from those things around here. We're, hyper-focused on good taste. And by that, I don't mean table manners. Above all, we want our food to taste good. And if that means adding a little fat or salt or sugar, then so be it, as far as we're concerned. My dad liked to say, if a little bit makes it taste good, then a lot will make it taste great. Now, my mother would remind him, and she reminded me on several occasions, that that was not necessarily true. But it didn't stop my father from spending his entire life trying to prove it on his backyard grill. And I inherited a taste for robust, spicy food from him over the years. So National Junk Food Day is perfect for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But more on that later. First, I wanted to mention a story I saw in the paper this past week. It's about how Dallas restaurant chains are starting to expand into the Houston market. Did you see this story? Yeah, it was actually front page news. Now, most well-versed foodies will readily recognize that Houston's culinary scene is much more diverse. It's much richer than Dallas. But yet, this article pointed out that all these North Texas restaurants are moving into Houston, and strangely enough, not the other way around. In other words, Houston restaurant chains are not flocking north like DFW groups are coming down here. One food critic suggested it was because Dallas is oversaturated, so it's only natural that those Dallas restaurants would be seeking new markets. Houston, having the more lively restaurant culture, they would want to tap into that. Some of the Dallas-based eateries that you should look for here in the next few months are Truck Yard, Shell Shack, and Crab Station. Now, the last two obviously are seafood, so they should benefit from the fresh fish down here. But there are several others, too. And, of course, we here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show always try to line up interviews with executive chefs at new restaurants that open up, so stay tuned. Oh, and by the way, that same food critic I mentioned a moment ago said she thought the reason why Houston restaurants are not expanding into Dallas is precisely because Dallas already has an overabundance of places to eat out. And most food service entrepreneurs here in Houston don't really view Dallas as a good expansion possibility. I learned a lot from that article in the paper. But learning is what the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about, right? So I wanted to talk about that a little more, in light of today being National Junk Food Day. As I said, my dad loved spicy food, and he passed that along to me. And I passed that trait along to my son, too. Derek loves spicy food. Now, his son, my grandson, Liam, is only 7 years old, so, you know, his taste buds are a little sensitive for wasabi and ghost peppers. But he does appreciate salsa, so long as it's fairly mild. And he's learning really fast. As a matter of fact, he learns everything really fast. When he was about three, he informed us that he was tired of having Nana and Pop read to him at night before he went to bed, so he wanted to learn to read for himself. Lo and behold, within just a few months, kid was reading virtually anything he could get his hands on. That boy loves to learn things. He's extremely inquisitive, just like his father. Well, both of his parents, really. His mother, my daughter-in-law, Danielle, she's also naturally curious. So he comes by it honestly, as my grandpa used to say. As a result, I find myself spending a lot of time explaining things to Liam, you know, things he doesn't understand, and it can get pretty interesting sometimes. For instance, Liam and I were driving around in my truck the other day, and he asked me who I thought was the greatest basketball player of all time. Now, keep in mind, this is a seven-year-old. So I said that I thought it was debatable, but that Michael Jordan was almost undoubtedly the greatest basketball player of all time, at least until maybe LeBron James won a few more championships. But I was quick to admit that that was a subjective opinion. Liam paused a beat and he said, "What does subjective mean?" And I told him that a subjective opinion would just be one person's answer to a question like that. But an objective opinion would be something that was not influenced by just one person's viewpoint. He thought about that for a second, so I said, "Well, think of it this way, buddy. We can objectively state that my pickup truck is black. That's not just one person's answer. That's something we can prove." Without missing a beat, Liam said, "Yeah, if you washed it a little more often." I laughed all the way home, and so did everybody else in the family when we told that story later over dinner. Of course, I let him have the punchline, because it was his punchline. But we don't have to let him have many punchlines. Little Booger comes up with plenty all by himself. He decided he wanted to play a game on Nana's cell phone a couple of weeks ago. And he already had figured out that the activation password on her phone was facial recognition. So when Nana was talking and not really paying very close attention, he just kind of slyly held the phone up in front of her face and then sneaked off by himself. And Cindy didn't figure it out until later on when she looked at her phone and saw that the last app that had been opened was not one that she visited very often. He's pretty crafty, and obviously he's got the soul of a prankster. I have no idea where he got that. My wife is a stickler for the toilet paper feeding over the top of the roll. So Liam went into the master bath last weekend, and he just quietly turned the teepee over the other way, you know, so it would feed from the bottom instead. He never said a word to anybody. He just did it. I have no idea where he got that either. Oh, who am I kidding? Right after Cindy told me that story, I did the same thing. Just before we went to bed, my wife came out of the bathroom, crawled into bed, looked over at me and said, "Very funny." Well, it was funny, that is. And those are the kinds of other things that I'm teaching him. Well, that's what grandparents are for, right? Teaching kids goofy stuff. And teaching leads right into today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Now, you might be asking yourself, "Wait a minute, Randy. You said that today is National Junk Food Day. What in the world does teaching have to do with National Junk Food Day?" I'm glad you asked. Today, we're going to host one of our favorite teachers, Celeste Terrell of Well Done Cooking Classes. And she's going to teach us how to remove all the guilt and remorse from National Junk Food Day. Here's how it's going to work. I'll give Celeste a junk food favorite, and she'll teach us how to prepare it in a way that's a little healthier. You know, with a little less fat, or a little less salt, or a little less sugar. And just to be clear, this is National Junk Food Day. It's not National Fast Food Day. There is a National Fast Food Day, but it's not until November 16th. So not all fast food is junk food, and by the same token, not all junk food is fast food. But there is a lot of crossover. I think you'll get the idea when we start playing the game here in just a few minutes. And Celeste is one of the most delightful guests we've ever had on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, so I'm quite sure that her answers will not only be informative, but entertaining as well. So, happy National Junk Food Day. But just remember, not all fast food is junk food, and not all junk food is fast food. But I will have to admit, that is a subjective opinion.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It is always a joy to talk to one of our favorite people, not to mention favorite chefs, Celeste Terrell of Well Done Cooking Classes right here in Houston. Welcome back, Celeste.
Thank you, Randy. It's always a pleasure.
As the introduction probably indicated to you, Celeste is not only a delightful personality, I love her giggle, but she's also an expert chef in many different culinary styles, which of course is supported by the fact she owns and operates a cooking school. So she can speak to a wide variety of cuisines and techniques, and that's why we're honored to have her expertise back here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Celeste, you've already been on the show several times, but we've got a lot of new listeners since the last time you were here. So start out by introducing yourself. Tell us where you were born, reared, educated, and how you got into the food prep industry.
All right. Well, it's also a long, convoluted story, but I grew up in Louisiana. And I grew up in Louisiana. I was born in New Orleans, but I definitely grew up in a smaller town just outside of there called Houma. People in the oil business know where that is. I always joke, you're either in the oil business or you watch the TV show Swamp People to know where Houma is. But basically it's a great hunter's paradise, and we always had wonderful food growing up, and it was always about having lots of friends and family over and having just a big party wrapped around food. And it could be so simple. We would just do things as, have a big crab boil or shrimp boil or anything. And just, you had your fancy newspaper dining area that you just threw everything on top of. And that's pretty much how we did everything.
Well, now, how did you get into the food preparation industry? Did you get formal training?
I did. I did get some formal training. I got the bug when I was younger in high school. I worked for a little seafood restaurant shack actually in Gulf Shores, Alabama for a little while. And so I always had this urge to kind of go there. But my folks and family just pushed me to go ahead and go to college. So I went to Auburn and studied finance. But that got me to move to the Northeast. And once I moved into the Northeast, I eventually changed careers from finance into cooking by going to a culinary school in Boston called the Cambridge School of Culinary Arts. So that's where I went to school.
And you have a very impressive resume in the hospitality business. You've traveled all over the world in that capacity. Fill us in on some of those places.
Yeah, so after I graduated, I worked in a local French restaurant there, which opened the doors for me to get a chance to work in a hotel in the Alps region of France for a little bit. And that allowed me to make lots of friends in different places. And so, having friends from different areas, I had folks who were from North Africa who taught me a little bit about North African food. I had friends who were from, the northern part of India near Pakistan. So that helped me learn a little bit about Indian food. And then I was able to take those things and work as a personal chef. And so having people from all over the world that I was cooking for, I really had to learn how to do even more things. But I was always exotic to them because I was the little girl from Louisiana who could make that gumbo.
And Celeste realized very early on in life she had the gift for public speaking and for teaching, which is something near to my heart too, Celeste. I've often heard people throw out the phrase, those who can't do, teach. And I look at them and say, no, those who can't teach, do. Because teaching is a very special skill set, and you've even been quoted as saying, I love to deconstruct the complicated and break it down into its simplest elements so it can be understood. I think that's very astute. So give us a couple of examples to which that concept applies with regard specifically to cooking techniques.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's definitely true. I know that whenever I tried to hire new chefs, they may be wonderful chefs, but they just lack the zero personality they need to be able to teach things. Mm-hmm. And it really does getting down to having to have a different mindset. And so when it comes to things as simple as cooking techniques, I mean, or how to, the myth for everyone is how can I make something without having to have a recipe?
Yeah.
Well, we just break it down into certain small categories. We know that if I've got this type of meat, there's only so many ways that I can cook that type of meat. And so you then choose the cooking technique based on that. And then after that, you say, okay, well, what type of cuisine do I want? Do I want it to be French? Do I want it to be a little South American? You know, do I want it to be Cajun? And then that sort of helps you to narrow down even farther. So it really does help you to get down to the narrow aspects of it.
Well, we go into all of this detail because we here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show are convinced if you're an at-home chef or a backyard chef, well-done cooking classes are designed for you. If you want to learn new cooking techniques, get the best tips and tricks on how to prepare whatever your favorite dish happens to be, there is no better place in Houston than Well Done Cooking Classes. And today, Saturday, is a great example of that because Well Done Cooking Classes has a techniques class, they call it, on preparing lamb. It's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. What will students learn in that class, Celeste?
I love lamb. It's one of my absolute favorite things, but it's so misunderstood. And you can treat it as a sort of a wild game, even if you would, because some of the principles are the same. And the biggest problem with lamb is that people just overcook it.
Yep.
They don't need to overcook it. And that's why it becomes tough. That's why it becomes gamey. And so for a lot of people, that's why they don't like it. So we really go in depth about how you should prepare it, what temperatures you should look for when you cook the different parts of the lamb. And then also, as far as the different cuts require you to cook them in different ways. And just to introduce you to different kinds of spices, so we'll do a Middle Eastern type of kofta kebab with a lamb, and then we'll also do like an Indian lamb curry. So we'll do a traditional leg of lamb roast that you would find in a lot of Greek cooking. My best way to introduce people to lamb is you use the rack. And so we talk about all the approaches that you would use to cook the rack just right and getting it where it's got the nice, beautiful, crispy skin that's on the little bones and things like that, so that you just want to just chew on them and just get all the good stuff off.
Then later on tonight at 6:30, you're going to feature a date night class, which we assume means for couples. Is that right?
It's mostly couples, but honestly, we've had girls who will come, like a girls' night out. They'll bring their friends because all of our tables are set up for four persons. So you can get a group of two or four persons to sit together who all know each other, and it could be families. It could be, usually a lot of times their older adult children, they'll come, and so they'll have a whole table to themselves. That's just kind of how that works. But usually because our tables are set up for four persons, and we try to encourage everybody to purchase seats in pairs. But it is primarily date night.
But tonight at 6:30, your date night class is called Dinner in the Caribbean. So explain what will happen in that class.
We'll be having lots and lots of reggae music going on. And
fun.
One of my favorite prerequisites is I request some good Jamaican Red Stripe beer. But also, that's because we're going to be having some really spicy, hot Jamaican jerk chicken that we're going to throw on the grill.
Yum.
So that's always a good treat. And then for our appetizers, one of my absolute favorite things is a black bean coconut milk soup that's going to have crab meat, and it's going to have wonderful spiciness from jalapenos. It's delicious. It's so, so good.
Ooh.
And of course, we have to finish it with the number one export from the islands, a little bit of a rum cake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Always leave room for dessert, right, Celeste?
That's right.
And you list another class a week from today. It's actually next Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., and it sounds really daunting to me. It's called pasta making. I would never even consider undertaking that chore. And I know you're going to say it's not as difficult as it sounds, Randy, but give us the details on how you would do that.
Well, it's not as difficult as it sounds, Randy.
But give us the details on how you would do that very quickly.
Yeah, so basically we're doing a pasta carbonara. We'll learn how to make fresh spaghetti. We'll also do things like tortellini, ravioli. So a lot of the shapes are very, very similar to each other. Oh, and we also learn how to make another type of famous Italian dish. It's a gnocchi. It's a sweet potato gnocchi is what we're going to have with that.
Wow, that sounds fascinating and extremely informative. But unfortunately, time has run out in this segment, and we haven't even addressed today's topic. So can you stick around and talk about National Junk Food Day?
Absolutely. Always happy to.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200 or NewStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back now with the co-owner of Well Done Cooking Classes, Celeste Terrell. Now, you co-own the business with your partner, and her name has escaped me. Catherine.
Catherine, yes.
So how did you guys start Well Done Cooking Classes together?
Well, when Catherine and I met, she had just graduated from UT, and I was working for a local steakhouse called Perry's. And she wanted to kind of start a little business doing tutoring of all different types of things. So we both had things in common, like we both loved music, so we could both teach different aspects of music. So I was like, well, I can teach how to play guitar. I can teach someone how to do accounting, and I can teach someone how to cook. And yep, so that's what happened. So the cooking part won out and beat everything else.
Well, a good friend of mine recently heard you, well, it was a few months ago, on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And she asked me, do you offer individual classes in private homes? So do you do that?
No, not really. We don't do that anymore. We, you know, when we were smaller, we always did. Unfortunately, now we just, you know, the wonderful pains of having a much larger business. Unfortunately, it doesn't allow us to have the time to be able to do individual private in-home events anymore. But we definitely do private events in our facility.
So in other words, someone could come to you and rent out well-done cooking classes for a party or for a group of people or even for themselves one-on-one with you?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. We do stuff like that all the time. We mostly have a lot of corporate events. So we have a lot of the local companies love to come in and do team building events with us. So we do a lot of things like that where it's just, you know, people want to entertain their new interns and get them enticed to come work for their company. So they come and they visit us and we help them with that.
Do you have any good stories about private cooking classes that you could tell us?
I don't know if it would be too X-rated or not.
Well, we'll just leave that one alone.
Yeah.
And just one more question about cooking classes before we move along to the actual theme for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. From a personal standpoint, I love sushi, but I've heard that preparing sushi is not only an art, but there are some very serious safety standards that need to be upheld when you roll sushi. Now, well-done cooking classes regularly features sushi rolling classes. So talk about that aspect of it.
Well, safety-wise, I mean, with all food, you have certain time frames that you can't leave things out. Things must be refrigerated, must be kept chilled. And especially with sushi, when you're going to eat something that's not going to be cooked, you really need to take that part seriously. So it's important that you keep everything wrapped up tight, kept it chilled. You basically don't cut into it or use it until you are ready. So it's one of those very much a timing aspects of it as far as that goes. So that way it's safe. But most people don't realize that with sushi fish, often the times it's frozen for a certain time period so that it makes it safe for us to eat with regards to parasites. A lot of people think they can just go out and get fresh fish and eat it right away. It has to have a certain process of being frozen for a certain time period.
And you cover all of that, of course, in your classes at Well Done Cooking Classes, right?
Yes, sir.
Now let's talk about the topic on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. It's National Junk Food Day. What's your favorite junk food, Celeste?
It would probably be anything from the fast food joints that I don't know if I can mention or not, but Taco Bell.
Well, we talked about this in the opening monologue, and this is perfect, but just to reset, National Junk Food Day is set aside to enable people to eat junk food all day long without any guilt or any regret. And while we recognize not all fast food qualifies as junk food, some of it most certainly is. So your mission today, Celeste, should you choose to accept it, is very simple. We'll just give you a junk food item. You give us a healthier alternative. And logically enough, let's start with breakfast. In my mind, there is nothing better than a bacon, sausage, and cheese omelet. But boy, that's full of fat. So how can we cut down on the fat but still enjoy the omelet?
Well, I mean, you can always throw in some veggies in there, Randy.
Oh, my.
But, you know, the best way to make veggies taste good is you would want to cook them a little bit, saute them, get them brown, get some color in them. That way it brings out their natural sweetness. Also, you know, don't be afraid of using that salt shaker. Most people are. That actually will help the bitterness in the vegetables and things like that. And so that way you won't have to put that in there. For some meat alternatives, you know, some people are really into using beans now for like a slow carb approach. So you can maybe even throw some lentils in there to kind of give it that texture a little bit of having like a bit of a meat texture. But it would definitely make it filling and make you feel more like you've eaten something that will keep you full for a nice time period so that you don't feel like cheating and eating other junk food.
Now let's move along to lunch. No lunch sandwich is worse than a hamburger with lots of processed fat and salt. So what can you suggest we do to make the hamburger less fattening and more healthy?
Well, definitely fresh food is best. So the less processed, the better. So if you can get yourself some fresh ground beef or something different, maybe some fresh lamb, grind that up and make a lamb burger. Those will work well. And some people are also, again, going back to the beans, they're mixing and incorporating some beans in there to kind of make it 50-50. So it's not all 100% meat, but a little bit of the fiber that you get from the beans. So that's a great way to do some of those kind of things.
But for me, tofu is just a bridge too far. I'm sorry.
And for most.
Yeah. And another popular junk food lunch item is a hot dog. We've all fallen prey to the temptation of dollar dog night at Minute Maid Park. So how can we make our hot dogs more nutritious without losing all of the flavor?
Well, believe it or not, you can actually get some more fresh type of Franks that are not too overprocessed, that have more of the better things that are in there. And so that's one of the first things you want to look for. But actually, believe it or not, introducing some sauerkraut is very good for you. It helps to balance that out, especially like in Germany and France, they eat a lot of sausages. And so they always pair it with some sauerkraut. That really does help them to digest it better. Helps you with the overall fat content and the processing, and makes it where it doesn't make it so bad for you. So sauerkraut is definitely one of those golden things to have on a hot dog.
It's dinner time, or as we like to say in the South, it's supper time. So here's a real challenge for you, a Southern favorite, fried chicken. How do we combat the bad aspects of fried chicken and still maintain some of its yummy qualities?
Well, we can always switch for frying. We can always switch to, you know, a lot of people are loving these air fryers now because it allows them to use less fat. But if you don't have an air fryer, you can make your oven an air fryer. And if you can get that convection setting on your oven working where you've got a nice big fan going, and usually when you want to switch to making something crispy, you would definitely want to make sure your oven's around 450 degrees Fahrenheit because you need that high temperature to be able to get up close to the same fry temperature. So then that you'll be able to get that. And then all you have to do is just kind of spray a little oil on top of the chicken once you've bread it in your favorite breading. And then just get a pan smoking hot that's while it's in the oven. And that way, whenever you go to put the chicken on there, it'll get crispy on both sides. I highly recommend like a perforated pizza pan, and that'll make it where the air can get in there and get the heat in there, and that'll make it nice and crispy. Otherwise, you're just going to have to flip it over at a certain point, but with the perforated pans, you really wouldn't have to flip it over, and that'll get it nice and crispy and crunchy.
And of course, we can't leave out dessert. Cookies are a universal favorite, so you got a healthy cookie recipe for us?
Healthy cookie recipe. I'm afraid that's just not possible.
Oh, the words healthy and cookie just don't fit into the same sentence, huh?
You can maybe make it healthy oatmeal cookie. How's that sound?
Okay, all right, good enough. This has been Celeste Terrell, delightful woman from Well Done Cooking Classes, who has helped us take all the guilt and regret out of National Junk Food Day, or at least a little bit anyway. What's your website, Celeste?
It's welldonecc.com.
And how can people sign up for classes?
The best way is to go to our website at welldonecc.com. You'll see our class schedule, and from there you can just click sign me up.
Thanks for your time, Celeste. You are always welcome here.
Thank you, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas, but they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Boy, this show just flies by, doesn't it? I mean, we seem like we just get started and it's already the final segment, which we always try to dedicate to my old radio buddy from our days on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. How you doing, Pard?
Well, isn't that nice, dedicating the final segment to me. And things are going good. I got a lot to mow today. I got acres of goat weed to mow down, so I'm excited about that.
Goat weed? What's that?
You know what? I looked it up on the internet, and there was no picture of it, but locals call it goat weed. It kind of smells when you cut it.
Ah.
If somebody out there knows what the heck it is, it's kind of a bushy, flowery-looking thing. It stinks when you mow it, kind of a sickeningly sweet smell. And goats don't eat it, and neither do cows, so I'm not. And we did some dozer work out here this last year, and everywhere we dozed, goat weed took over. And that's the thing about, you know, you think you can control nature?
Right.
You can't.
Yeah.
Just take care of your stuff.
Hey, we were talking about that before we went on the air, about the flooding and how Harvey changed everything on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast. Yeah, and you said something about you just got to find high ground and be happier there, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we're 273 feet above sea level here. That's one of the reasons I bought out here.
So in other words, goat weed likes the high ground.
It apparently likes sandy soil, so do the sandburrs. But you know what? Longhorns eat sandburr grass, so I'm watching them chewing on it right now.
You're kidding. They eat sandburr grass?
Sandburr grass because it's sweet to them, and they'll eat it before the stickers come out.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, now that makes more sense. Well, is it football season yet?
Oh, man, the 25th is what, opening day of camp, right?
Yep.
I'm just hoping we have an offensive line and a tight end somewhere in there.
Yeah. So the offensive line, to me, sounds like the most daunting rebuild project.
It makes you realize that we have struggled forever for an offensive line.
I saw a Pro Football Talk article just the other day that ranked all 32 NFL teams by position.
Yeah.
Can you guess where they ranked the Texans' offensive line?
28.
Dead last.
Well, I was close.
Wow.
Well, they don't know. You don't know until this year, but I mean, they got a couple of. Well, the guy they picked up from KC.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember his name either, Fred.
Oh, it escapes me right now. Not Kirby. Zach Fulton, I think.
Could be.
Free agents out there who want to play with the Texans and who still got something in the gas tank. Come on.
Well, I don't care how good Deshaun Watson is. If they can't protect the guy any better than they did last year, he's going to be injured by midseason, and we're all going to be sitting around crossing our fingers and cringing every time Brandon Whedon throws deep down the middle.
Hey, I thought we were going to talk about positive things. Come on. Come on, Debbie Downer.
And I don't think Dante Foreman is going to be there for the first few weeks either. You know, that injury was pretty devastating.
Well, that's true. You know, everybody's got issues. Every team has issues. It's just that last year we had more than everybody else, man. We had the most beat-up team in the NFL history, I think.
Yeah, and we don't know how J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless, even Jadeveon Clowney had fluid removed from his knee. We don't know how any of those guys are going to react when they come back.
Well, if it's contract year, they'll react really good. That's always the secret of that rookie contract when it starts to come due for some of these guys.
Yeah.
I'm just excited. You know what? I really want to see what the Browns do because they've been the sadness factory for so long.
Well, they're going to be on Hard Knocks this year, so we'll find out real fast.
That's right, and I never wanted to watch it till I watched the Texans one. I said, you know what? This is really pretty good.
It is.
Texans one was great, though, wasn't it?
It was, and I'm a big fan of Hard Knocks. I love it. Speaking of HBO, have you seen the Robin Williams documentary that ran last Monday night on HBO?
Yeah, that was on last week. We started to watch it, and we decided that we didn't want to. It was kind of late. So we said, you know what? We'll watch it later in the week. So we'll bring that up.
Well, we've recorded it, but we haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
I've seen a number of things on him, and he's a brilliant guy. But you know, he was just nobody ever really knew him. You notice that? Kind of an isolated character, and that's, you know, isolation's a killer. I think, especially for men, because we do that. We kind of get locked away in our own world, wow, it'll eat you up, man. That's how the devil picks you off, I think.
Well, you know, we've interviewed a lot of the big-name comedians on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, but not Robin Williams, and I heard a story about him, about when he first met Jonathan Winters,
yeah.
And supposedly he bowed and called him Master.
Well, he had a habit of people, even when he'd meet them, he'd go, yes, my liege, you know. That was kind of always very deprecating, very, very... a humbled kind of thing. And that was, if you look at his thing, even when he was on talk shows and things, he would kind of lead off with, yes, yes, you know, yes, yes, yes. And he seemed to really, I don't know if he had a great opinion of himself. I could be wrong, but he just, anybody I've read about or seen who knew him didn't really know him.
Well,
he never showed anything of himself.
Well, he was depressed and he was bipolar. And so was Jonathan Winters, by the way, who spent time in a mental hospital.
Now, Winters used to check into the asylum every once in a while to kind of get back straight. But he was, again, brilliant. He was one of a kind, man.
Mm-hmm. I love this story. Robin Williams was nominated for a Critics' Choice Award and he didn't get the award. So they asked him about it afterwards. He said, coming here with no expectations, leaving here with no expectations, it's pretty much been a Buddhist evening for me.
I like that.
Yeah.
Again, just brilliant. Just, you know, speaking of brilliance, we saw a thing the other day, I don't know whether it was on 60 Minutes or whatever it was, this 12-year-old British girl who is like Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you saw that. If you got it, like, on your Hopper and Primetime, whatever, check it out. I mean... it just shows you some people are so gifted, Randy. Some people just have they're tuned into the cosmos in some way. And Williams was one of those guys, you know?
Yeah,
he just had the world on a string, but he just couldn't keep it together.
Yeah,
I think they said at one time he had so much alimony and so much debt at one point. Every time he made a movie, no matter how many millions he got, it was already spent.
Wow!
And you think about that, that gets pretty much puts you in a well all your life,
right? Yeah.
Your professional life, you never really can see out of it, maybe. So that's all just, you know, could be rumor, could be just. If it's on the internet, you know, it can't always be true. So,
well, this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and we're celebrating National Junk Food today. So what kind of junk food do you think Jim Bob would want?
Corn dogs.
Twinkies.
Oh, you're thinking Twinkies. Well, yeah, well, absolutely the Twinkies. Especially the old school cream-filled ones where you kind of suck the cream out first. You go...
So what about you? What kind of junk food you got to talk about today?
Well, you know, we were actually floating in the pool a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know, if we ever have a get-together, let's not make some big blown-out thing. Let's just have a hot dog bar. You know, where you get good hot dogs, and you get some buns, and you get all the accoutrement, as Martha Stewart would say, and you get chili and cheese and all that stuff. Everybody makes their own, right?
Right.
Well, we didn't have a get-together. Bev said, you know what? I bought some hot dogs and some buns and a can of chili. And we chopped up some onions, and we had this dinner. It was like 2 8-year-old kids. We said, man, this is really good. And they were, you know, they weren't like the best hot dogs or the best buns, but something about that combination of the chili and the cheese and the onions and some jalapeno on there and a big squirt of mustard, man, it was great.
And you also mentioned that you had some kind of popcorn recipe you wanted to share.
Well, I love popcorn.
Oh, I do too.
You know, I will tell you where I heard about it, first of all, was Rush Limbaugh mentioned this.
Huh.
And we went out right away because I make popcorn for the grandkids a lot.
Sure.
And you know what you cook it in? You cook it in coconut oil.
Yeah.
Lots of coconut oil. And I will tell you, it makes the fluffiest, lightest, best cooked. But you got to get good natural popcorn. I used to get Redenbacher's. Or something like that, where there are very few holes left, and you get that right pan for it, because I've got a popcorn pan. I do,
uh-huh.
And it sits in the drawer, and I pull that out, and I know how evenly it heats or doesn't heat, and I know the right top for it, and I know how long to cook that stuff. But coconut oil, I'm telling you, it's amazing stuff.
So that's your secret ingredient, huh?
That's it, and then of course butter and salt.
Lots of butter and salt. I like that spray butter that you just spray right on it so you know exactly where it's going.
That's not butter, though.
I don't care.
It says butter on it, but you know, somewhere in there it says petroleum product. I know it does.
Well, I'm supporting the oil industry. What can I say?
I was talking about theater butter stuff. You know that stuff they serve in the theaters? What is that?
I'm not sure I want to know. Well, my producer just informed me that we're out of time, but my friend Vladimir was extremely strong and powerful in his denial that he had anything to do with us running out of time, and I believe him.
Of course, Covenant. Until next week, I'll be watching you.
But I will defer to the clock on the wall and say, Do svidaniya, my friend.
Do svidaniya.
Yeah. My old buddy Fred Olson, give our love to Bev, and in commemoration of National Junk Food Day, eat a hog snout on a bun for me, okay?
Oh, I remember those well from the old days, my comrade friend.
We'll tell that story one of these days, too.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.